Alex, you do a lot with millennial work, and I know that a lot of this research shows kind of like what the older groups are thinking. They tend to have a more accurate view of biblical truth, and as a further away you get from that, the younger you get, it seems they walk away from that. I know that you have commented when you wrote for Fox News some time ago, you described several reasons why millennials and the younger generation, those under them in particular, are moving away from God and moving away from Christianity into this realm of deception that we've talked about on this program. I'd like for you to take just a couple of these reasons that you give, and if you could, identify them and then turn them around into solutions, perhaps for our current condition. Let me take the first one that you had said. You referred to the breakdown of the family is a cause for why millennials and our next generation are moving away from God. Identify that and then turn that around into a solution, if you could.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks very much. And Sam, where is the opportunity in all this? The opportunity is that human nature hasn't changed. I mean, despite all of the spin and all the nuancing and all the historical revisionism and all of the just the white noise of our, you know, information-rich culture, people still want all these things that humans are made to seek after: acceptance, significance, security, meaning, purpose, fulfillment. And those are found in two places. Number one, a relationship with the Savior. And number two, in family, marriage and family. Sam, I believe the second greatest gift God ever gave the human race, right behind Jesus, is family. And what I'm finding in young people, and we do camps, we do so many things, young people are hungry for truth. They have an openness and a willingness and, frankly, a passion to embrace truth when it's presented. And so we've got to proclaim truth, and they will receive it. But also, so many young people, maybe 65 to 68% of the youth today, will never live under the same roof with both their biological mom and dad at the same time. And they've never lived in a culture where family was really championed and portrayed in a positive light. And maybe they've got negative family experiences of their own, and yet they know that they want a marriage and a family that is that stable, emotionally solid context to live and thrive as a human being. So we've got the church and the home. And if we want to not only touch lives, fulfill our Lord's commission, but frankly save our nation, I want to challenge everyone listening, become a champion for the family and a champion for the church, the local church. And therein is the answer. This is not rocket science. It's not complicated. Taking God's word for what it says, prima facie, take the word of God as written in its entirety, and then apply it to our lives, build relationships, share truth, and build a godly family. By the way, Psychology Today, Harvard University, studies show that if you want to be not only emotionally happy, physically healthy, but very likely financially prosperous, what's the pathway to those ends? Happiness, health, prosperity, the family. Get married, stay married, have kids. It's the family. And let me say, Google Psychology Today, the archives of 2012, there's a compelling article from UC Riverside that talks about married people who get married, and we're talking heterosexual monogamy here, in other words, true marriage. Not only will you live longer, you'll be healthier, you'll be happier, you're much more statistically, much more likely to be financially successful. The family, to so many things, is the answer.